Welcome to The Back Pocket, your wildly average podcast.
Today is July 10th, and the boys from The Back Pocket got a little special edition podcast here for you.
Absolutely. So I was gone from basically Thursday last week till Sunday. So AI and I didn't have any time to produce any more content for all of you. However, we have been producing content for the past, 5 months now?
Something like that, yep.
Yeah, and so we've been, we basically went back, we dug through the archives, did a little research on ourselves, a little bit of an audit, I would say, mm-hmm. and found some of the best stuff that maybe you guys didn't listen to, or some of our best, you know, best content in general, and we compiled it all together, and this is what we came up with, basically.
So I hope you guys enjoy it. We've put together some of the stuff from the back end that maybe you didn't catch the first time listening. Some feel-good stories, some what did you learn. A lot of our interviews, little brief segments in each of the interviews. We're going to throw some segments from that in there. It's going to be something you might enjoy, so I definitely would stay tuned for the whole podcast.
Absolutely. Enjoy. So this first segment, it was actually The Back Pocket's very first segment ever, and it has to do with the President Sullivan email to the students about getting new turf field in O'Shaughnessy Stadium. We touch on that, and we were able to ask her, President Sullivan, about it.
Deck, would you like to read that one quote you got from Julie?
Yeah, so... Yeah, so Julie, you know, sends us an email. We're all in the loop here. Just, you know, keeping us, give us a little, it says St. Thomas budget for 2017-18. You know, a little bit of an eye catcher. So, you know, I open it. And I'm reading through, and she's blabbing about some cool things. I respect Julie. She's a great girl, by the way. Woman. So, yeah, she kind of just throws in there randomly, like, oh, hey, by the way, we're doing all these great things. And, yeah, tuition's going to be up 3.9 from last year, and we're not numbers majors. We're not.
But that seems reasonable, like 3.9. Just throw a low number.
Number, and then people just browse over it. Yeah, that's
fine. Sure. 3.9, sure.
Sure, yeah. Sure, we'll take it, you know.
I think she mentioned somewhere in there it's below 4, and we're very proud of
below,
that.
Yes. It
so
says right here.
Way to real push below, the boundaries on that.
It says below 4. Perfect. And then she just kind of, yeah, she's like, yeah, we're below 4, below 4, blah, blah, you know.
3.9.
Yeah. There's like, I swear to God, there's 3 sentences on here, and I think there's more numbers than words. Like, she literally...
We do have to remember that.
It's absurd.
St. Thomas is numbers majors.
They're numbers
they
majors.
They major in numbers.
And kids that go to school there, like us, are not numbers majors. Anyway, so this is the kicker. Julie, this is where I'm saying Julie's dogging us. Julie's dogging us right now. Just listen in. She's dogging us. She goes... Among our capital projects this summer will be new artificial turf in O'Shaughnessy Stadium.
Really?
In.
She's making a claim.
Not on?
Yeah, I mean, like,
not
right away.
On?
You can just tell, if you read in between the lines, you can tell right away. Any English major, which we are not.
Which we're also not, yeah.
But we do appreciate the English language.
Yeah,
and
we
when
speak
you,
it.
We speak it.
We
yeah.
don't write
and
it very
when you say
well
in,
yeah.
you're talking about a dome.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think Julie has just presented to the public knowledge that St. Thomas will have a dome for
yeah.
the 2017 football
yeah,
season.
Yeah, so that's our breaking news. Just wanted to let all you guys know that St. Thomas will be getting a dome in 2017.
And not to mention that dome will have new turf.
Yeah, and then the new turf inside the dome.
And I'd like to take this time to welcome President Julie Sullivan.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to chat with you today.
To start off, we, for the 2017-2018 year, you sent us a letter and had all the great new things about St. Thomas. We wanted to clarify one point. There was one paragraph in there that said, started with, among our capital projects this summer will be new artificial turf in O'Shaughnessy Stadium, which we're not English majors. However, we just wanted to clear the air. It caught our eye. He said in O'Shaughnessy Stadium, which to us kind of meant a dome. So are we getting a dome next year?
Well, I applaud you for your imagination. No, we are not getting a dome next
okay.
year.
Okay.
We are putting new turf on the field.
Okay. Perfect. That's great, too.
Yeah, we opened up our first podcast with your letter, us playing football. We thought it was a perfect way to misinterpret the email, and we decided to tell our listeners that there's a potentially we're getting a dome.
However, okay.
You're not getting a dome.
But new surface on the field and new track. And
yes.
The track's going to be purple.
Yes.
Ooh.
Instead of red.
That's going to be
so exciting. That's going to be pretty awesome.
Yes. I'm excited for
the
that.
The turf has been, I think it's time. It's the perfect time to get new turf. And for our senior year, too, we'll be the first team. And it'll be our last season as well.
Yes.
It'll
be great stuff.
Marvelous.
Yes.
So this one comes from our interview with Brian Steinsapir. For many of you who do not know, he is a Chilean kicker. He kicks for the University of St. Thomas. Very accurate and very powerful. We basically ask him, you know, he had been spending a lot of time in Chile. And down there during the wintertime is when we recorded this. And down there was when it's summertime for all you geography majors. And he had said Despacito was the song of the summer. Back when we interviewed him in February. And now, as many of you know, Despacito, the Justin Bieber remix, everything, it's booming now in July. So not to brag, but we called it.
Do you have a favorite song currently out right now?
Yeah, it's not an American song, so I went to Chile for J-Turn, and back home is summer. And
oh yeah, for all our geography majors, the southern hemisphere is summer, while the northern hemisphere is winter.
So J-Term's best time of the year to go back home. And during the summer, they play just some bangers.
I would love to hear you just sing a little bit for us.
Yeah, not much of a singer, not even wildly average.
Any lyrical presence would be great.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a great tune, it's called Despacito by Luis Fonsi. Great stuff. That's the song of the summer right now down in the southern hemisphere. Gets people going.
The song
going.
Of the summer.
Yep.
Perfect.
Song
breaking news
summer.
Again. Song of the summer in the southern hemisphere is
Despacito by Luis Fonsi. Good stuff.
Business is booming.
People are just loving it down there. And up here, we're just surviving negative.
Hey, Deck, you know, we got to do a segment on this best of with the Amix interview. That was a phenomenal interview across the board. A couple of great segments. My favorite segment, personally, was the game that we played with them. Is it Harley or is it Shannon? Is it Emma or is it Mark? Find out if they can figure it out.
Should we move on to advice?
No.
Or you got one more, right?
Let's play a game.
So we got a game for you guys. So we do our research. Do we have to tell our listeners to do our research every time?
No.
Okay. So we did our research. We noticed that you have two dogs and you have two kids. So we're gonna give you our game is we're gonna give you qualities. You're not gonna know which one it is, and you're gonna spit us an answer. Their two kids are Mark and Shannon, and the two dogs are Harley and Emma. So I will begin. The first one, I'll give you the qualities. Coachable, called when you call him, he comes. loves to eat. Hairy.
Well, it could be two of them. It could be Mark
or Emma.
So he is definitely hairy. He's coachable. All those good things, and a lot like one of our puppies.
So what's your
final answer? I'm gonna say Mark.
It was Emma.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Okay.
Andrew?
All right, so I'll do the next one. Here are your qualities. Unplanned, rambunctious, went to Iowa, lacks training.
And great with kids.
That's Harley. That is Harley.
Shit.
You tried to fake us out. That's Harley.
That's Harley. Good work.
Unplanned.
Yeah.
Shannon was not
Shannon
unplanned.
Was very planned.
Disclaimer. I knew that was going to get him.
And then went to Iowa. I thought, man, that could be, that's double entendre there. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really good. So you know that Harley spent a full 3 or 4 weeks in the college.
Went to Iowa. Went to Iowa.
No tuition. I didn't get a bill for it, but so.
So that's our game. Thank you for playing.
No, we're not big game guys, but
that was a good game.
We do like to have fun.
So every show that we begin, we always have an average quality. And we start with one. We usually tell a story or something that happened. This one in particular, we were on our Aruba trip, and we decided to do a roundtable podcast discussion between the five of us. Me, AI, Mark, second string producer, Steve-O, first string producer, and special guest Jack Doomer. See what the boys came up with.
We're going to begin the podcast how we always do, average quality of Deck and I, because we are continuing to promote how wildly average we are. This is more of how the group discussion is, wildly average.
This is the round table average quality.
Absolutely. We had 8 classes collectively to attend this past Friday, and between the 5 of us, we only attended 1 class.
1 for 8, which is 12.5% for all you guys doing.
So that's about average.
There. Yeah, it's pretty even keel. I think if you're looking at,
there was definitely you.
I did go. Yep. I did go to class today.
Definitely
I went to one.
Lone,
I went to one of my 3 classes today. I had 3, and I went.
You're
to
a good
one.
Boy, similar to Brian.
Yeah,
Stein's brother. Yeah,
yeah.
Good boy.
I'm a good boy. We're kind of in the scope of all of us though. We're bad boys, and sorry to all of our professors who did not see our faces on Friday.
Yeah, we apologize.
And
for
I think they understand more than most people do, though, so it's okay.
Hey, Deck, you want a good laugh? How about this one with Bubba wishing Charlie good luck? Wait, never mind. Charlie doesn't need any luck. We already know he's putting the work. Here's the segment.
We reached out to a few of your good friends for some...
Well, as Declan said before, I had good friends and they reached out.
Had good
formally.
Friends.
But now that you're famous, you've lost most of them.
Yes. Who do you think those friends are?
I'm guessing it's pretty much everyone I lived with in college. So, Belinsky, Ryan Bradley, at Bo Murray, maybe at Eric Herringer and at Jim Lynch. Maybe, at Brick House.
Those are some quality guesses.
We play this with all our guests. It's called Advice for Chuck Dowdle.
For all your guests, that's what it's called.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
And
this time we have a voicemail, an audio recording, of an audio recording because this is a podcast.
Yeah.
So we got Bubba, we got Belinsky.
Okay, perfect.
On an audio recording. Decal's gonna go ahead and play the audio recording for us all.
So just go ahead and give it a listen. And so the original segment was gonna be called Voicemails for Chuck, and only one person
left a
voicemail. So
yeah. Okay.
Hey Chuck. A couple things. One, I already told you, where are your contacts? Number two, need a visual on Fournette's dong. Picture preferred, maybe Snapchat. Number three, don't drop the soap. Four, you gotta jack off at least once while you're there so you can officially say, yeah, I was jacking off. Lastly, you know, I don't wish you luck. You put in the work. Just be the best version of yourself possible. That's all. Goodbye.
Oh, man, that was amazing. Yeah, I don't even know really what to say besides I definitely will not get him that picture on the record.
Allegedly.
On the record.
Allegedly.
And, yeah, thank you for not wishing me luck because, you know, we put in the work to get to where we are.
So every guest we have on, we ask them a few finishing questions one of which is a story of a famous person they met. Everyone always has, you know, either a wildly average story where they touch Bruce Springsteen, or they actually have an insane story that you almost can't believe. This first came about with our recurring NBA outsider, Dane Mosier. Let's hear what he has to say.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up here. So we're going to ask you two questions that we ask all our guests. First one is, tell us a story of a famous person that you've met.
This one is pretty cool. My family, we're friends with our new neighbors that own the Jimmy John's franchise in the Midwest, who just moved here from Ohio. And turns out that they're good friends with the actual Jimmy John. He's a billionaire. He's crazy. He doesn't worry about anything. We got invited to his yacht in the Bahamas, and the toilets were marble, everything, and the guy is just nuts. And we went out there in the ocean and got to go snorkeling with the guy. He's an old kind of port-bellied guy. Doesn't worry about anything.
No way.
Yeah. So that was a great experience. His name is Jimmy, and that's what he goes by, and he texts my family just like a teenager. The guy's nothing to worry about now. And
what does he say? Yeah,
well, what's his wife look like?
She's young. Not too young. In her 50s.
Okay.
That's different than what I was picturing.
Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy John.
Yeah, and he also brought Kid Rock, too.
What? So you met Jimmy John and Kid Rock in the Bahamas. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was quite the experience.
Wow, that's great. And then you said he texts your family like a teenager. What are these texts like?
Yeah, he'll...
You got any examples?
Yeah, I mean...
And how old is he, by the way?
About 68.
One away from a big time party, I guess.
Yeah, but he's got a super like young personality. Actually, I told him.
Does he like Legos and playing with like Play-Doh?
No, like his toys are more like $15,000 jet skis.
Wait, what were you gonna say?
I can't stand Jimmy John's the food, so like I told him to eat fresh as much as I could. I'm a Subway guy.
Such a Dane thing.
And he came at me. He was like, "Enjoy like just old salami from Cincinnati warehouses." And I'm like, "God, come on, man! Like,
don't come at Jared."
Yeah,
like
all I care about is just the warm subs from Subway. I don't like the non-oven baked garbage that they produce at Jimmy John's.
That's great stuff, Dan.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great story.
So, I love it. So,
we got the boys from the back pocket. We got Dr. Pritchard. And we got hardball questions. Find out which segment we picked from this fantastic interview.
So that brings me to my next question. College students, as we are, as all of us are, we sometimes partake in extracurricular activities during the night.
Mm-hmm.
That forces us to stay up to
it forces you?
Particularly Thursday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Are we talking about alcohol ones?
Those are probably when we're
alcohol
out.
And...
Okay, yeah, let me talk about
listeners.
Alcohol, and let me talk about some other drugs.
Okay, please do.
So, all right, I want to show you, maybe...
Yeah, no, well, you can show us, and then
our reactions will... No, you can take a picture.
Okay.
I'm teaching a senior neuroscience capstone right now in sleep, and then just in the lab down the hall, they've drawn out all the circuits, the brain circuits that I want to talk about, so about you can take a picture of it and show your listeners.
Okay. Of course.
How cool. I mean, show listeners if they happen to go to the website. Anyway, sleep is a very difficult thing to do well for the brain, and it needs to balance just a few neurotransmitters, including GABA, glutamate, dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, histamine, adenosine, cortisol, prostaglandin. There's like 20 of them that it's a really careful balance of. There's no drug that we take for fun that doesn't mess with that in some ways. And some of the drugs that we do regularly
really negatively impact sleep.
Which so, are? Okay.
Alcohol is a big one. Probably okay. We'll start with the most common one. What alcohol does is it binds to the brain's GABA receptors, which are inhibitory neurons. So when we have alcohol, it's like getting a double dose of inhibition, and it makes our brain, after we get past the giddy part, feel like it's easier to fall asleep. But I'm going to put sleep in air quotes here because it's not actually sleep if you're going to bed drunk. It's more like self-induced anesthesia, right? Oh. So the problem with that is your brain can't have good REM sleep when you are inhibited with alcohol because REM sleep takes a lot of excitatory neurotransmitters. So you're kind of getting your excitatory inhibitory balance all off. The upshot of that is that the sleep that you have when you go to bed with alcohol in your system is low quality sleep that doesn't have REM. So if you say drink on Thirsty Thursday and Friday, maybe Saturday, three nights in a row,
sure.
That's three nights of REM deprivation, which means Sunday night you're going to have rebound REM, which is characterized by just non-restful sleep where you have nightmares and really vivid dreams waking you up early and often.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's the deal with alcohol, which is why, should I go on record on saying this? I guess I will. Best time to drink would be happy hour. And not so much, so it's out of your system by the time you go to bed.
Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank
you. Probably partaking.
Yeah, we're actually going to happy hour.
That's what I'm doing too, actually.
Yeah. Glad.
Where are you going?
Stewart's.
Stew's.
Right across the street.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just open. Taking advantage of some nice happy hour deals.
Yes.
Good.
So you mentioned alcohol. Maybe in going more into like the drugs route, first things that come to mind would be marijuana. Some sleep narcotics like melatonin.
Melatonin is just a hormone.
Okay, so that's not one. But then, so like Advil,
or something.
Tylenol
PM.
Tylenol PM. Okay. Like stuff like the okay. sleeping pills.
Yeah, we'll talk about those.
Okay.
All right, so first one was pot. So what we're finding with our research is a lot of students who smoke pot are night people that can't get to sleep.
Okay.
And they're just like, half of them smoke pot just to get to sleep.
Okay.
Which is kind of problematic. One, because we're asking night people to work on a day schedule for school. That's an issue in and of itself. And another thing is marijuana is a super complicated drug. Like, as the more we're understanding with neuroscience, the more we're realizing what a really interesting effect it has on neurotransmitters. So by giving doses of marijuana, you're tricking your brain into thinking you're having extra endocannabinoids. And those, you know how I said alcohol tweaks GABA?
Okay.
Marijuana tweaks all of it, basically. It's
okay.
like the super, I don't know, like it modulates release of so many other neurotransmitters.
In like a negative way, would you say? Or is it just kind of
depends on the person, depends on the time.
Really?
But most people with repeated exposure to marijuana don't have best outcomes in terms of memory. And in worst case, it actually increases your risk of psychosis. So I would recommend that if you're using marijuana to get to sleep, you should probably talk to a physician about a better way to get to sleep because it's
okay.
not like a long-term drug.
Okay, sure. Cool.
And then gotcha. Tylenol PM, those
so
are...
So all those, usually those, like, there's no real good drug for getting to sleep. Those are often just antihistamines, which is taking advantage of stopping histamine, which is one of your allergy responses that helps wake you up. So, or just being like alcohol.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like,
cool.
the cough syrup and stuff.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
I don't think any of them are good.
Natural sleep is the best kind of sleep.
It is.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask all you marketing interns, what does the back pocket mean to you? Please leave a comment or a review on iTunes because we want to know. Here's some help. Mal tells us what she thinks the back pocket means to her.
The back pocket is our name of our podcast.
Right.
What does that mean to you?
The back pocket is just kind of like... It's kind of just like a sexual thing.
Ooh.
It's kind of just like the back, if you refer to someone's back pocket, it's just like on their ass.
Yes,
so when someone says big pocket or back pocket, you know, I think about a butt.
Yep. Okay. That's good. That's exactly what we want.
I think about a butt and I think about unique things.
Sweet.
we're unique, but we that's maintain perfect. Average qualities.
Absolutely.
So that's wow. Thank you.
Excellent
that's
work,
big
guys.
Time stuff. Thank you.
Yeah.
We never really thought about that.
Yeah. I'm glad I could dig a little deeper for you.
A different perspective is always nice.
So girls have back pockets.
Yeah.
And what do you use your back pocket for? You got your got a pair of jeans on? You got
well, here's the thing. Not all pants have pockets.
Yeah, see, I alluded
they
to that before.
They have fake pockets.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you that if you were ever being Mr. Sneaky and you go behind a girl in a bar and you're like, oh, you know, just kind of sneak your hand in the back pocket, sometimes you will find that there is no pocket.
It doesn't even exist.
Oh, no.
See,
it,
like,
it
that
is,
just blows my mind.
It is a flap of jean that is sewed all the way around because she is not wearing actual jeans.
Mm.
Guys.
They're jeggings.
They're jeggings.
I know.
So that her booty looks nice and they're very comfortable.
But she looks classy in jeans.
But she looks classy in jeans. So it's just a win-win.
No, you're so right.
But there are no pockets.
Mm. Mm.
Okay, this might have been my favorite segment we've ever done. This is the first time we ever called in for some marketing interns to give their opinions on Let's Talk Business. And I think they just hit it home across the board. Everyone did a phenomenal job. I can't wait for you guys to get this back in your memory bank.
So in the job fair, you just got to perform as a business, and even if your major is otherwise. So we saw an Instagram post from someone, one of our friends, and he, very formal, and he was...
You can say his name, right?
Yeah, we'll bring his name. Connor Johannes.
Connor Johannes. So we saw an Instagram post from Connor Johannes, a friend of the program. He's an engineering major, and he posted an Instagram. You guys will all see it. It's him with his portfolio-looking thing. I don't know. He's all dressed to the nines and really serious face, and it says... Let's talk business.
Oh, you're talking business. So we're positive guys. So we're not going to bash him.
Yeah, so we're not going to bash him. However, we're going to call our friends and let them bash him. Give him about 45, 60 seconds to bash him. So, let's go ahead and call someone. Let's go ahead and call his roommate, Matt Heron.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Matt. It's the guys from the back pocket. We just wanted to give you about 45 to 60 seconds to flame Connor Johannes.
What?
We wanted to give you 60 seconds to flame Connor Johannes in his Instagram.
Connor Johannes is the softest dude I've ever met in my whole life. This man tried to get me to sleep in his room with him last night when he had a girl come over. It was sad.
Elaborate. Yeah. What about the Instagram?
I'm trying to go to bed. He calls me in here. He's got his girl. I'm trying to drop hints for him, you know, man. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna go to bed. Guess what he does? He goes, no, we're just gonna put on a movie. Come cuddle with us.
Wow.
Wow. He must be talking business.
Yeah, he must be trying to talk business with you, huh?
This man was he had his graphs out. He had a suit on. We came back from the bar. I'm like, you're an engineer, bro. You don't even do this stuff. We don't use this kind of stuff.
Wow. What an idiot.
Well, thank you, Matt.
We really appreciate your 60 seconds
in the back pocket.
Absolutely. God bless.
All right. Let's go ahead and call one of our other fellow engineers, Jack Doomer. Just quiet
down. Come on, Doomer. You never answer. Pick up.
Howdy.
Hey, Jack. It's the guys from the back pocket. I know you haven't seen the picture of Connor Johannes, but I know you've heard of it. It's the it's a picture of him and his he's all dressed to the nines, and it says, "Let's talk business." We're gonna go ahead and give you 60 seconds to flame him. Go.
Okay. First of all, Connor isn't even a business major, so no, he doesn't talk business. He may talk a little bit of technical engineering talk. So first of all, that quote is totally inaccurate. Second of all, Connor barely shows his face. He's kind of like a sloth. Every now and then, he'll climb down from the tree and show his face. But other than that, no, you can't talk business unless you show yourself several times throughout the day. Other than that, Connor, good dude. His birthday was the other day. Happy 13th birthday. Bought himself a lollipop for his birthday, so that was his gift. But, you know, he just can't just be flying around the handle like that on Instagram. It's not fair to the rest of people.
All right, thank you so much, Jack Doomer. We appreciate your input for flaming.
Thanks, man.
All right, so we called two guys that are friends with Connor.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and call a girl, Annie Vitale. I'm pretty sure she's friends with Connor, right?
I think so, yep.
Okay, so yeah, let's give her a call. I mean, she'll probably have nice things to say, but that's okay.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
So let's call her.
Explain that there was a recent Instagram post, and we just wanted to get her feedback on it.
Yeah, we'll tell
her. Don't scream.
Yeah.
Hold it.
Hello?
Hey, Annie, it's the guys from the back pocket. We just wanted to ask you, there's a recent Instagram post. Connor Johannes had a picture. I don't know if you saw it. It said, "Let's talk business." We're going to give you 60 seconds to flame him. Go.
60 seconds to what?
To flame him.
Why? Why am I flaming?
He was at the job fair. He said, "Let's talk business," but he's an engineer. We question everything.
Yeah, we didn't want to bash him, but we're calling people to bash him.
Yeah,
so
we're positive people.
Oh, I mean, I don't just, like, don't pretend you're something you're not. Like, I mean, if you're an engineer, like, why, maybe don't talk business, talk engineering. That's, like, all I really have to say about that.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your input, Annie. Thanks for having me. We appreciate having you on
so
the back
welcome.
Pocket.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
You know, keep living the dream.
So as we normally end our podcast, for many of you who either do know or do not know, we end our show with a feel-good story and what did we learn. And Andrew was grateful enough to produce a montage of everything that we've learned in the first 13 episodes.
I mean, we learned quite a ton. It was quite the experience to put all this stuff together. Very exciting to reflect on all of our knowledge that we've been able to gather throughout these first 5 months, and I'm very honored and proud to put this out and share this with you today.
Let's get after it.
All right, welcome to The Back Pocket, your wildly average podcast. I learned today that women have to eat more when they're pregnant to feed their kid.
I learned that the presence of Austin Lorch fulfills bliss.
And here we are, podcast number two.
AI, what do you got for us?
Earlier today, I learned that even if you don't have a phone, two people can meet up at a set time and date during a day.
I got a good one for you. This one, my listeners are going to have to follow me here. Do a little listening, like some deep listening. So let me give you a second. Lock in here for our listeners. Okay, locked in. Aluminum cans, soda cans. In the 90s and early 2000s, they were 60 millimeters in diameter. Companies decided to decrease the diameter to 54 millimeters. So they decreased the diameter of the can 6 millimeters. In doing that, they saved 90 million pounds of aluminum in 1 year. So I thought that was pretty crazy.
There's your
that's
cocktail party information of the,
yeah,
of the day.
And we're back. Podcast 3. What did I learn today? I learned that, you know, we get up early, we got a 6:30 lift, Deck and I get after it like we always do, and, you know, we leave the lift and we're protein hungry, we show up to T's where we always do, and all the burritos they got there have a V on it, which means no meat, and we look up and we see our lovely lady behind the grill.
We'll call her Karen.
Karen.
We love Karen.
We don't know her name specifically, but we'll call her Karen.
Karen, she's great.
She is the best. She's the sweetest heart.
Hooked us up with
and
some.
And she literally looks at us, she says, what do you guys want? Because I made a couple burritos extra specifically because I knew you guys were coming. So she gave us the American, which is ham and potato and all
cheese,
your and cheese.
Eggs.
So
all
I,
your good
so
stuff.
I learned that people got your back,
yeah,
especially Karen.
No matter what. Thank you, Karen. We love you. I learned a crazy one today. Sea life, sea animals, octopuses have three hearts. So there's that for you.
Now we have our little sea animal knowledge of the day.
Yeah, there
you
go. Octopuses have three hearts. Got that one from Finding Dory. It's a great movie.
Back at it. Podcast number four. What a pleasure.
So what did I learn today? I learned that spiders, they have, to make their spider webs, they release these polymer strands, the stuff that make their web, they have, and it comes out of their bum, they have six different types of polymers that come out of their bum to make webs, so they can have really strong, stout polymers that is more for making their actual web, for it to be sturdy and catch bugs. And then when they want to like do their little drop-down pirouette deal, they have a more stretchier polymer.
You're always continuing to make our listeners more knowledgeable humans, so thank you, Declan.
What do you got for us, AI? Finish us off.
Easy one. Happy hour, 3 to 5 at Stewart's. When you got a squad of 10 people, you're going to have a blast, and it needs to happen more often. Podcast 5, special one here today. I can summarize what we learned today. We all went shopping over to Ragstock to grab some Hawaiians, because that's what you do when you go to tropical places. You all wear Hawaiians. And we learned that Quiznos still exists. We passed a Quiznos, and they're still around.
They were the connoisseurs of hot subs, and I think people forget that. And then everybody kind of took the hot sub idea and ran with it, and then some people are like, I still like my cold sub, so.
Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Dane Mosier.
Eat fresh.
Today is April 24th, and we are back.
Deck, would you like to start it off?
Yeah, so what did I learn is I learned that genes killed communism in 1988 and 89. What do you got?
I learned that luck is not something you can mention in the presence of a self-made man. The boys from the back pocket are back. Today is May 1st, and it is cold, rainy, and everything in between. Personally, today I learned in my interpersonal communications course, my boy Carl gave a speech on multitasking and how it is a myth. And the moral of his story, or the biggest theme, was multitasking is not a myth, but it's more, it's not efficient. It's the worst thing you can do. You can be listening to music and typing away at a paper. Just don't be multitasking, because Carl will be there to say, no, no, no.
So what did I learn today? I learned that we're all a part of history. So I'm sitting in class today and we're talking Berlin Wall, and we had watched a CNN video, and I'd said, and in class, he's like, what did you guys think of that Berlin Wall video? And I raised my hand. I was like, I thought it was cool, like, that these people that were able to walk across to West Germany for the first time were walking across with just so, and being applauded by the West Germans as they're walking across. And they just knew, like, right then and there, like, they were part of something big. They were part of something, like, they were part of history. And then my teacher stopped. I hope to get him on the podcast. His name is Zoltan Nash, unbelievable professor, one of the best at St. Thomas. But he stops classing me. He goes, that's a great point. He goes, we are all a part of history, and that's a freaking fact.
The boys from the back pocket are back. It's May 15th. What did I learn this week? Well, carrying off the last podcast, I thought that when you go to Derby Days, you wear big floppy hat, big sunglasses, sundress, and Spartan sandals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I quickly learned that you don't wear Spartan sandals.
What I learned was yesterday we had a meeting for football, and the guy's name was Joel Molitor. Great guy. He's a recruiter for Northwestern Mutual. He said your environment really enhances your performance, and he alluded to 2008, Usain Bolt broke the world record for the fastest 100-meter time in the Olympics, and little does anyone else know that the two people that finished behind him also broke the world record. So three people broke the world record because of the environment they were in. The competitive environment elevated them to above the net, like the world standard.
Today is May 29th. Summer's here, and the boys from the back pocket are back. So what did we learn, Deck?
What did we learn?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this was... Yeah, so it was today, right? Yeah, today we were talking with Lorch, of course, and we were talking about typing, right? I don't know why we were talking about typing, but the sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, has every single letter of the alphabet in it.
I mean, it just brings back great memories of you're in little technology class or whatever you call it. I can't remember, in like elementary school.
Yeah.
And they put the cover over it. It was like a little bridge over the keyboard.
Yeah.
So you could still see it if you put your chair really low and you like lowered your head and neck a little bit. And you're like a little tiny Andrew just trying to plug away, chicken peck all the letters through.
Yeah, and they always had like those games where like they'd like flash letters on the screen and then you'd like have to hit it really fast.
And, like, by the time, end of it, I'm like, screw this, dude. Like, I just went to the pointer finger way because I was just like, I can't figure it out.
It's too fast. I want to be good at it.
Yeah.
So I'm hitting it fast.
I think that's, like, one of the most evil things that elementary schools do is to try and teach kids how to type correctly. Because, like, their hands aren't even big enough to, like, cover the whole keyboard. So, like, they're reaching for, like, the Q and, like, the L and, like, they can't even reach it. So it's like, What's the point?
My fingers aren't strong enough.
And yeah. Like, all over the place. And I feel like, everyone's, like, types pretty normally, but they got, like, their own way of, like, hitting certain numbers at times and, like, hitting shift and stuff. So it all varies for them. But, like, trying to teach, like, a fourth grader how to type well when they're, like, tinier than the freaking computer, it's like, it doesn't work, dude.
It's brutal. But it creates great memories, and I'm glad we were part of it.
Yeah, it could be considered child labor. And then, like, it's funny because then they do, like, the, it tells you, like, what's your words per minute. And, you know, that's, like, bragging right in your class. Like, that's your class rank is how fast you can type words. Like, Sally. All the girls were, like, sick at typing.
Today is June 12th.
So what did we learn today, Andrew?
Sure, yeah. I learned two things. I'd like to cover two things.
Okay.
I learned
two
things.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so one is, I mentioned earlier in these podcasts, I now have a job. I learned that hard work and perseverance pays off. I now have three jobs. I'm working part-time across the board, but it's three jobs. I'm killing it. I'm just getting after it. The other thing that I learned, this is very important, the Washington Capitol has two temperatures. When we record in the winter, it is frigid and freezing. We have the space heater that barely heats up the room, but we have to turn it off prior to recording because the audio get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ends winter and transitions to summer right away. This is a sunroom for normal use, so the sun's beating in this room, and now it's wicked hot. And we have a fan going on prior to the recording, but again, have to turn it off because it's kills the audio. So this thing is never a good temperature, and I'm always either frigid or sweating.
Yeah, and, you know, we just gotta, as podcasters, we absolutely have to adapt to our elements and have to figure out how we're going to get through and fight through adversity.
Today is June 19th. It is Monday. The boys from the back pocket are back doing their thing.
I learned that drive-in movie theaters are not dead.
That's awesome. Great place to take your significant other, or maybe you call her your pickle or your cookie, something like that. Mm. Something I learned, Nolan Arenado is the truth, playing exceptionally well this year, making a strong case for being the MVP. He hit, not only did he hit the cycle, but he hit a walk-off three-run homer to beat the Giants on Sunday. Absolutely electric call, and just a great visual to see Nolan just playing out of his mind.
Today is June 26th. The boys from the back pocket are back again.
What did we learn today?
Personally, I learned a few things, but I'll talk about one thing in specific. I learned that our marketing interns, you guys are loved. It's just that simple. We checked on iTunes, and we looked at popularity. Like we said, we can't tell how much or how often you guys listen. We don't know the numbers. We have no stats or anything on listeners.
Ignorance is bliss with the guys at the back pocket.
Absolutely.
The only thing we can really see is, you know, when we post stuff on social media, and we base all of our stuff off likes, views, stuff like that. And then on our website, we can look at clicks. But strictly with iTunes, which is where we want you guys to go, subscribe and listen, please.
Write us a review. But on that, we can only tell, like, a popularity little bar.
Right.
And every single time we post a new podcast, it's the most popular. So,
yeah.
I'm satisfied.
Yeah, I'm 100% satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
That's great stuff. What I learned, so this is a little shot out of a cannon, a little pulled from the sky. Not literally, but pulled from the sky. American Bison's genus name is Bison, Bison, Bison.
Today is July 3rd. It is our 13th podcast, and I just want to make sure everyone gets this. Freedom never takes a day off, even though it's not the 4th. It is the 3rd, and please wish everyone a happy 4th.
For me, I learned that in the movie Rudy, that when the famous scene when all of his teammates are laying down their jerseys and saying, like, for Rudy, that didn't actually happen. That was Hollywood, so... what actually happened is the captain just went into the coach and said, hey, can Rudy be on the team? The coach was like, Yeah, well, might as well.
You know, I've learned this over the week. This week has been the Minnesota Private College Week, so there's been a lot of on-campus tours throughout the week, and I've been extremely busy.
Do you ever mention the back pocket?
Always.
Do you actually?
Because we passed by Julie's house, President Sullivan's house, and then I was like, so the President Sullivan, she lives right over there, very accessible president. She has convo hour once a month, that you can, office hours once a month that you can speak with her, and then we also did a podcast with her, a non-school affiliated podcast. So she'll meet with you whenever you feel like it. I don't know.
That's lit.
Yeah.
I love
and
that.
And subscribe on iTunes, of course.
Subscribe. Gotta have that.
Well, you know, we always wrap up the podcast the same way, so why not wrap up the best of the first 13 podcasts with the same way we always do, a little feel-good story. I'm going to pick two of my favorites, and I hope you enjoy.
And the feel-good story is we survived, me and Andrew and I, survived the credit card game. So the credit card game is when we go out to the bars, someone has a hat on usually, and they put the hat out, and we all take our credit cards, and we put it in the hat, and we shake it around, and then we find someone close by to pick the credit card out of the hat, and whoever's card gets picked buys a round for everybody. So there were six of us last night, right?
Yep.
And me and Andrew just played the law of averages. A 1 in 6 chance is pretty good. And
we played the game twice.
Played the game twice and won. Our cards didn't get picked.
And but yeah, by times. Winning we mean our cards did not get picked.
Correct. However, the loser on this end, the card that did get picked, Gamiel, our marketing intern, absolutely got hammered. As in, no, I shouldn't say that. Gamiel got picked twice. Gamiel got picked the first time, had to buy, and then it was like, all right, I'll do it again. I'll play the law of averages. Got picked again, so. And then our feel-good story of the week actually just happened about 4 hours ago.
It was on a plane from Minneapolis to Charlotte, so roughly 2.5 hours.
Nothing crazy. On this plane, we got 3x3, so there's A, B, C, D on one side of the aisle, and on the other side, there's D, E, F. So me, Mark, and AI are sitting on one side, and on the other side, we got Steve in the aisle, Doomer in the middle, who gets a little queasy for flights. Mm-hmm. And then we got our man, Earl, walking in. Shout out, Earl. No, he's a listener. And anyone want to give a rundown of what Earl was looking like?
Let's tell how Earl came to sit in seat A. Jack, would you like to explain how
He came and sat next to Jack, but who is Earl?
First? So we board on this plane. You know, as Declan said, we're all seated there. The only open seat in the entire row, A through F, is the one by the window next to me. So open seat by window, me, and then Steve. And Steve and I are talking. We're like, this would be great if nobody sat here. You know, can sprawl out, play card games, do whatever we want to do here. And all of a sudden, I mean, I love every type of human, every shape, size, whatever, but you're in a plane at small spaces, and we see this very large man. Very large man.
400 pounds.
400 pounds, easy.
400 plus.
And he's walking down the aisle, and Steve and I slowly turn our heads, look each other straight in the eyes, and Steve goes, I really hope we don't have him sit at this open spot here. And I said, Steve, you couldn't have said it better. I really hope he doesn't sit here. It'd be very tough. And we see him, he's inching closer to us, and he ends up stopping at the row, two rows ahead of us. And he's like, hey, I think I sit in that corner by the open seat by the window. So he squeezes back there, me and Steve look at each other, give a little fist pump, we're like, we're good. You know, this guy's not sitting next to us.
He's in the clear, two rows ahead of you.
Yeah, he's in the clear. We see him, we see the two people next to Earl. He's named Earl. Everybody's
we
named
just coined
like
him Earl. We don't know his actual name, but he was such an Earl.
One of those where you just look like the name. Earl. He looked like Earl.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden, a lady comes up and goes, doesn't say Earl, but says, hey, sir, Earl, I think you're in the wrong seat. And at this point, Steve and I both had our headphones in, but she said, I think you're in 23. And me and Steve are sitting in row 23. And through our music, we perked up. looked at each other, saw the commotion up ahead, two rows, and we were like, no. Earl gets up, you know, comes back into our row, goes, hey, I think that's my seat. You know, I see Declan, I see Andrew and Mark over there. Their eyes just shouted out fear and wonder how this situation was going to play
defeated.
Out.
Defeated.
Defeated.
Very defeatist.
And
it's just a very explosive
Steve
man walking through that.
Steve and I got up.
Explosive on a plane.
Steve.
That's so true.
It's true.
It's a good point.
Steve.
We're hijacked.
His Birkenstock was still stuck on his drawstring bag. He was flustered. I was about to cry.
Well, I could not bring my head up. I didn't want to for other people to see the devastation on my face.
You guys thought you were going to lose me, and I got lost in the sauce. But what had happened is Earl got him back there, and Steve, am I wrong? Like, I had 60% of my seat, maybe.
60% of your seat.
Maybe.
Oh my God.
He's literally on me.
He was so big.
You could tell he was so sorry.
He didn't say anything. I felt really bad for him for a little bit because, like, but at the same time, he put a burden on me. He put him on me.
He put himself
on me.
On top of
on
you.
On your seat.
And if you look at these pictures, too, it looks like you're just emerging from his right shoulder.
Yeah.
Just like you're just there.
So the feel-good story of the week is for Earl. We're thankful for him because he ended up getting the smaller person in the middle seat.
Thank God.
So Earl was
able to
take 60% of Jack's seat, and Jack was uncomfortable, but it could happen.
It could have been worse. He could have had a bigger person.